Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3.
This is Lena Horn. The program you're about to hear was produced at KPFK.
Experience the first of its kind.
A paradise built in heaven.
This is the show that will change your life.
A lot of it is just settling into a place extremely comfortable.
A paradise built in heaven.
What we've seen over the last several years is influence grow.
Those of us who are fairly like-minded about things in the world and who prefer to keep compassion in our vocabularies.
So inspiring and so filled with hope renews faith in ourselves and in our neighbors.
Those of us who put ourselves in that category have been waiting for something to happen. These are good times.
Imagine a core crystal at the center of the earth, pulling you deeper and deeper. This relaxing feeling is familiar to you. You are comfortable and safe. Allow yourself to feel at home within this feeling. What you are feeling is a powerful magnetic core deep beneath you, as the more you connect to this core, the more you are attuned to your own magnetic energy. So allow yourself to go deeper and deeper, connecting to this core deep beneath you, resting deeper and deeper and deeper. In this void is where you can create. Gather all tension and tightness and release. Tune into this beautiful harmonic code deeper and deeper and deeper. A code in which all things grow and heal. This relaxing feeling is familiar to you. You are comfortable and safe.
The stairway to heaven. The stairway to heaven. Thank you.
walking the road of ecstasy.
Taking the load
of this old world off our shoulders. The door is wide open for you. The door is open for me.
Well, good morning, good evening, and good luck to you wherever you may be at this present moment in time. Welcome to another edition of the Stairway to Heaven. My name is Teddy, your soul brother to the night, back from a long trip in Ohio, in the home state. Did a cross-country drive. Drove out there and drove back. And I lingered there for a while. I did what I was planning on doing. Sat on a porch, sipped a cocktail with a friend of mine from high school. That and with cousins and family and friends driving around the whole city and the outskirts. You know, they say you never can go back. I don't know. I think you can go back. I think you can linger for a while. I think you definitely can go back. And when you do go back, you got to reflect. You got to think, contemplate, and a whole lot of laughter and smiles. That's what I did. It's like a recharging of energies. It's like a re-examination of life. And I got to tell you, man, there's some things so much that was felt on that trip. Being in the car and driving across the states. And driving across the states back to California, to L.A. There's something magical about it, especially if you do it alone. Now, I'm not saying you need to go out and do it alone, but if you do it with anyone, a cross-country trip, it's got to be someone where you can feel like you are able to be free and to stop and smell the coffee, so to speak. So while I did it alone, I was like, wow, man, I got to pull over. I got to take a picture of those cornfields. I need to take a picture of those huge mountains and those trees. Just reflect on them and look. I think within the next few weeks, I'll be telling you more and more about that trip. I think it was life-changing. I think anytime you really take time out to do something for yourself, it's going to be life-changing. It's like a pivotal point. Now, I've been going back to Ohio in the past few summers for a while now, but this one was magical. This one was different because literally I didn't fly back. I drove a car. I drove my car. I took my time. Man, it was something. I was listening to music. I said, I can't wait to play that. I want to play that. I was making all kinds of playlists to play when I got back here. So the first 4 weeks that I was gone, which was the week of July the 4th. I left on July the 4th. There were some pre-recorded shows, so I kept it going for a while. So 4 weeks of some past shows that I did some edits, and then 2 weeks of fill-in. And Gary Baca did a wonderful job the last 2 weeks. Thank you, Gary. He had an interview with Ray Parker Jr. I listened to a little bit while I was back in Ohio. And he had a nice interview with Jill Jones, one of the ladies that was groomed by Prince. That was last weekend. It was magical. So I am happy to be back. I'm happy to be back. I'm happy to be back. I'm enlivened. I have many plans, many ideas, many thoughts. And I love the music that we are about to partake in again. Thank you for joining me right here on the Stairway to Heaven. Now, last night, I went to the Hollywood Bowl. And it was really apropos that I saw the Ohio Players. It was like one of those smooth jazz series from that other radio station that puts them on, you know. And Dave Koz was there, and Larry Graham, and Valerie Simpson, former of Ashford and Simpson. She killed it too. Larry Graham got down. They did some Sly and the Family Stone stuff. And he did his all-time hit that he did by himself back in the early 80s. One in a Million. He sang that song. And he also finished off his set with a tribute to Prince, who he played with for 20 years. And he did Purple Rain. This was at the Hollywood Bowl. It was awesome. It was really, really enlivening. The Ohio Players were there, and of course, me being from Ohio, I'm like, oh wow, that is all right. So I'm going to play the Ohio Players. How's that? It feels good to be back.
You know what I think heaven is?
What's that?
I think heaven is you. You know that? Listen. A place where I can find happiness. A place close to your loveliness. Somewhere to rest my aching mind. Oh, well, there's no time. Your love is divine.
Taste. loving in the early night.
Stairway to Heaven.
The Stairway to Heaven with Teddy, your soul brother to the night.
The stars got in my eyes.
the power you possess. You're the key to my happiness. I must confess, you're simply magic.
Sound of Rolls Royce. That song right there, Golden Touch, every time I hear it, it goes right through my bones. It's one of the most pretty songs a lady sings to her lover, her man. Wouldn't you agree? Golden Touch. And speaking of a lady and a man and a lady, a man and a woman, we got a song coming up for a lady from her man. You're tuned into the Stairway to Heaven right here on KPFK. We're broadcasting in Los Angeles, California. What's happening? What's going on? What's going to happen earlier or later? That mystical happening with the sun and everything. I think the scheduled time is around, it starts around 9 a.m. I have to check on that. Okay, but it starts moving the eclipse. We'll check on that. Make sure now if you're looking out at the sun, you got some shades on, cover up those eyes from the rays. There's a lady out there, and her name is Merle. She has a man who cares for her quite a bit. His name is Benjamin. We're going to play a song from Merle. Merle, I hope you really enjoy this song that Ben picked out for you. And he was the first one to call in on this edition of the Stairway to Heaven. It's a brand new show in the month of August here. Summertime in the city. Teddy's back on the radio playing music for you. Records and tapes. I'm setting it up for you, Merle. I want you to get ready, get comfortable, get in your favorite vibration. Kick your shoes off, because this song is coming for you from Ben. From your bear of a man, his name's Ben. While I set it up and get ready to dig into the crate for you, Merle, special hellos to the brothers in the Soul Tank in Victoryville, in Chino, Lancaster, wherever you may be. Victoryville, wow. Brothers and sisters in the Soul Tank, wherever you may be, if you're on a freeway right now, 405, 105, 118, 101, the 5 freeway, drive safe. Thank you for tuning into the program in your car. Okay, are we ready for that? Let's get ready to do this one. This is for Merle. It's a beautiful song, and the title is Oh Honey by the group Delegation. From a record label called State Records. Big hit for them back in the 70s. The late 70s. Me, I was in high school when this came out. Here you go, Merle. Right here on the Stairway to Heaven. This is from Ben. Peace and love. Thank you. Yeah, we play long versions and dedications to longtime listeners. In fact, if you are a brand new listener, I'll play a dedication for you. This one right here, that's from Merle, from her fella, and that's Ben. Hey, Merle, when in doubt, go with the long version. It's always smooth and longer. Let's segue to the 3 degrees, y'all. This is Take Good Care of Yourself. You're on the Stairway to Heaven. Can you dig it? Oh, I know you can.
I'm strong out over you, though I know that you're no good, loving you is oh so senseless, I can't help myself, cause darling for you, I'm so weak. And it's
what you lose. I'm not blaming you for me not being able to see loving you just ain't no use.
Come on now,
Now you know I must be messing you up with this music. It's pretty good, man. This is bad.
When you hold me in your arms, it just moves me.
Moves me.
It sends the feeling of your love, ooh, babe, all when you tell me you love me, I'll tell you I love you. So it must be.
Who, baby?
see what I did there. I had it play two, back to back of the 10 Prees. I've said this so many times. I've shared, like, oh, this song I used to play all the time when I was a kid, when I was a teenager. Different songs. But that one, yep, that was one of them. So I would say about 20 songs, if I was to make a list, easily. From age, I would say 11 to 18. Top 20 songs I should make a list. That one right there, that was, and it hit those high notes. And I would think about those junior high girls. I might have even been still in elementary. I mean, love, well, I would say lust was hitting brother hard at age, and in the fifth and sixth grade. I was really like, really. But you know what? Fifth through eighth grade, I gotta say, just it was more on my part. Like, me and my friends, we would get together and we would be thinking about asking somebody to go with us, you know. And I would ask a buddy of mine and say, man, call her up, man, and ask her, is she a, how's my chances or something like that. While I'm listening to music, getting ideas. You too? My man Terry, who just called in, what about you? Did you feel those vibes? Aaron, if you're listening right now, my man Aaron in Texas. Did you kind of like start feeling that you want to try and ask a girl to be your girlfriend around 7th and 8th grade? And that was one of the cool things about going home in the summertime and coming across people that I knew back in the day. Now check this out. I got to share this story with you real quick. But before I do that, let me say this is The Stairway to Heaven. And we are on KPFK at 90.7 FM in Los Angeles. 98.7 in Santa Barbara, where Doris lives and listens. 93.7 in San Diego and 99.5 Ridgecrest and China Lake. So I'm back in my hometown back in July. I just came back like last week. So I was in Frida's. This is one of the neighborhood bars we all go to. Frida's has been around for years. So I'm in there and a lady owns it. She's probably like in her 70s. And so I'm in Frida's listening to the band play. I'm standing against the wall as soon as you come in. And of course there are people that I know and some people, you know, we all live in Youngstown, Ohio, right? So in walks a lady and her husband. And as soon as I see him, he started talking to somebody else. And she sees me, and I give her a hug, and I say, he ain't see me. And then when he finishes talking to someone, he said, man, I saw you. I saw you, Teddy. So we were in the fifth grade, I mean the kindergarten together. His name's Butch. Good close friend of mine. Every time I go in town, we sort of try and hook up. I might have shared this story. I'm pretty sure I did. This is the guy. When we were 5 years of age in kindergarten, our kindergarten teacher, Mrs. Hollick, she gave us all different times where we would bring in cookies for milk and cookies in kindergarten. And I'll never forget, and I always kid Butch about this. Literally, I mean, this weighs on me. I mean, it's not a big deal, but it's just funny. I was upset at the time. So I bring my cookies on a particular day. And we're out in the area where we hang up our coats on a coat rack before we go into the classroom. So I'm taking off my coat and my bag of cookies. I sit down right down on the ground right there. And Butch is right there with me. And he says, oh, I'll take these inside for you. He takes them inside. Man, when I think about it, I'm still a little upset about it. So he takes my cookies inside. So when it comes time to pass out the cookies for milk, around 10 o'clock or something like that in the morning, my kindergarten teacher, Mrs. Hollick, she picks Butch to pass out my cookies when I'm supposed to pass out the cookies to all of my classmates. And he let it happen. I always kid him when I see it, man. I say, man, come on, man. You passed out my cookies. And I'm sitting in my seat. I'm like, man, I want to pass out the cookies to all the students, all my classmates. And he got to do it because she thought they were his. Because he took them in for me while I was hanging up my coat. Now, we're only five. But I think he could have said, you know, Mrs. Hollick, these are Teddy's. But he didn't do that. So every time I see him, I got to give him a little rib, you know. It was good to see him, though. We took a picture. And that is what happens when I go home. I see people that I know, that I've known for over 50 years. In little neighborhood bars. Yeah, that's true. This next song I'm going to play for you is it's called California My Way. It's done by The Main Ingredient. What I figure what I'm going to do is, and I've talked about this at times, you know, Ohio, California. I'm going to do California My Way. I'll live here, and every once in a while I'll venture out and get on the road and head back to Ohio. Hang out there for a little while. Do a little thing in New Mexico. In Nebraska, and stay there for a couple of days. Then back to California. I'm going to do California My Way. I like that title. This is The Main Ingredient. California My Way. We're on the Stairway to Heaven.
California, my way. Got to move your head. California, my way. to hit the highway, baby. Get on up, come on, yeah. California, get on up. California, my way, yeah. Get up. I've got to hit the highway, yeah. Get up, come on, get up, get up, get up. Come on. Get on up, come on. Get up. Come on, California, California, my way. Get on up, come on. Get up, get up, get up.
Every time I look.
Well, alright, that's Miss Minnie Riperton, and the title Stick Together, taking it back with a little disco flair. That's right, Miss Minnie Riperton. You're tuned into the Stairway to Heaven with Teddy, your soul brother to the night. Now, when you take a road trip, you go somewhere, you get in the car, and especially if you go by yourself, you gotta play some music every once in a while. Sometimes you can take those silent trips, like I did coming back here, but when I went to Ohio, I was playing music left and right, and the whole soundtrack that I put together, that I was consistently, I would say I was continually putting it together as I was driving. Consisted of different genres. I was playing some soul music, some blues, and some country, western type stuff, and some classic rock. Now, if you are a music person and you dig music, all kinds of music, and you are on a road trip, I bet you'll find, like, you know, I want to listen to this right now. Okay, I want to listen to that right now. So, later on in the show, I want to play something for you. And I'm really going to go outside the box with this one. I'm talking about a country western artist that I kind of really fell in the pocket with. This is going to be one of my favorites to tune into for myself every once in a while. So I'm going to play something from him coming up. And this one right now. Let's go back in time with the Bee Gees.
Touch me in the pouring rain, and the moment that you wander far from me, I wanna feel you in my arms again, and
Living in the World of Fools, y'all, breaking this down. And then we do this segue right here, because right now we are digging the 1970s in Top 40 Radio. Yes, this is Stephen Bishop.
Down in Jamaica, they got lots of pretty women. Steal your money, then they break your heart. Lost from sushi, the love of old Sam. Taken from the fire into the frying pan. On and on, she just keeps on trying. And she smiles when she feels like crying. On and on, on and on. Poor old Jimmy sits alone in the moonlight. Saw his woman kiss another man. So he takes a ladder, steals the stars from the sky. Puts on Sinatra and starts to cry. On and on, he just keeps on trying. And he smiles when he feels like crying. On and on, on and on, on and on. When the
Top 40 Radio on your radio at the present moment in time. The 1970s, and where are my my warriors from back in the day with the music and the music lovers in you? That's what I'm talking about. That was Dr. Hook. And I was talking about this road trip that I just completed to and fro. So I drove from Southern California, which is Los Angeles actually, to Ohio. 2,000 and plus miles. Not 3,000, because I didn't go all the way to New York, but it was 2,000. And I came back and did two different routes. So from here, I went through, let's see, Nevada, Arizona, Utah, Colorado. Yeah, and then I did Colorado. Anyway, Nebraska. Oh, I got to tell you this. For all the fellas and ladies who know about the movie Field of Dreams, I'm driving through. When I hit Iowa, this is my first time in Iowa. And so I get into Iowa, and I come to big, giant, you know, gas station. People pull over to this place because it's one of those big stops along the way. And I ask the guy, I say, hey, you know where the Field of Dreams is, where they made that movie, that little town? And he said, yeah, it's like northeast Iowa. So I was out of my way, really going towards Ohio, which some people, maybe you, get mixed up. Two different states, Iowa and Ohio, sound a little bit alike, but we are different. So anyway, I get directions, and I drive all the way out of my way a little bit to this town. I got to find the name of that town. I'm sorry, it escapes me right now, but I have to check out. Anyway, where they made that movie with Kevin Costner back in 1988-89, Field of Dreams. Ladies and gentlemen, I drive into this nice small town, and I'm looking for it. It's on my map, right? So when I get there, it's like 9:30 at night, and I drive in, and I drive down the pathway, and I'm coming down, and there's one car down there with the headlights, and they were there visiting, and they drive on out. I drive on down to where this whole set was, and it's an actual place, and I'm the only one there. I'm the only one there at the site where they made the movie Field of Dreams, where he cleared out a cornfield for a baseball field, and it's there. And that house that they live in, it's there. And they have some posters, I mean some, like, you know, bulletin boards telling you about the movie and all that stuff all down there. But I'm there alone, and I'm taking pictures. But what I have to do is, I'm like, yeah, these pictures ain't going to come out. I want to post it on Facebook. Even with the flash, they still look, because it's really dark, you know. So I said, I got to spend the night and take pictures in the morning. So I pull out, and I go into the small town, and I find a little bar. I go into the little bar, neighborhood bar, and I'm talking to cats, a couple of people. They buying me drinks, and I'm talking about the waitress behind the bar. She's probably in her 20s, and I mentioned it. She says, no, I've never been. I said, you live here, and you never been to where they made that movie? No, I haven't. Anyway, I was amazed. But anyway, so after that, I'm like, okay, I got to spend the night. And we're just gabbing away, all talking and everything, and I forgot to get a hotel room, more motel room. But see, this is one of the things I got to talk about, too. I got so much to tell you about this trip. I pulled off into a nice little side street in this little town, and I sleep in my car. My seat all the way goes back. I got me a pillow in there. I have me a sleeping bag, and I just go to sleep in my car. I wake up at the crack of dawn, 5 a.m. I don't know how, because I was in the bar until 11:30, and I wake up well rested, and the sun's not all the way up. I said, okay, I'm going. And it was about, you know, 5 minutes away from where I where the Field of Dreams was. So I drive back down to the Field of Dreams. Now I'm the only one there again. It's daytime. It's morning. The sun is coming up before 6, and I'm taking pictures left and right. I'm going into the outfield. I'm going to the cornfields. I'm going around the baseball diamond. I'm taking pictures in that magical place, and it made me want to watch the movie again. I haven't seen it yet, again, but yeah, I was there. Took the pictures and posted them on my Facebook page, Field of Dreams. Okay, I'm going to play a song for you, then I'm going to tell you about how before I got to the Field of Dreams, I'm driving in Iowa, and I see a sign that says Madison County covered bridges. This is the same Madison County with covered bridges that was Bridges of Madison County, starring Clint Eastwood and Meryl Streep. You know me, I had to take a detour and I had to go there, and I found those bridges and I took pictures of myself, selfies under two covered bridges. I got to tell you about that a little bit more. And also in that same town, this is Winterset, Iowa. I didn't know this, but right around the corner from one of those covered bridges was the birthplace of John Wayne. His house and a museum right next to it. Took pictures of that too. This is all in Iowa. I was in Iowa. Bridges of Madison County. The book, of course, is even better than the movie. But Meryl Streep and Clint Eastwood. That movie, I was in that town with those covered bridges. That was part of the road trip. I'll tell you more about it. But let me get to this song now. Okay, so much to share with you. This song that I'm going to play with you, or play for you first, I'm going to play two. And the first one, you know, in the 70s and the 80s, you would hear different, when they were, the record companies would say, make a compilation of a group of songs. Well, this first song, I first heard about it in one of those commercials. There was the first few lines of the song. I'm going to play a song. His name's Marty Robbins, very famous country western star back from the 50s and up. And he wrote this ballad and eventually wrote another one. It's three different songs telling a story. I'm going to play the first two. Now, this is outside the soul music genre, but I'm going to play this beautiful love story. And it's a sad story. It's a sort of like a western drama. And this, when I'm driving through Texas and New Mexico, I'm like, I gotta stop by and check out this place. That's gonna happen on the next trip. I have to visit this one place called Rosa's Cantina. Anyway, I want you to listen to the story. It's gonna be two back to back. It is very sad, but it's very beautiful. Now, the tail end of the song, the second song, you'll see that, okay, it's sad, but then it has a pretty beautiful ending. Okay, I had to set that up for you. It's a lot of talking, a lot of gabbing on this edition of The Stairway to Heaven. I'm taking deep breaths. I'm like, I'm getting out of breath because I'm talking so much. Let me play the song for you. This is El Paso. Many people say, oh, I know that song. I know that song. Listen to it right now. And then listen to the follow-up. It's called Felina. All right, this is Marty Robbins. It's a beautiful love story.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina. Music would play and Felina would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina, wicked and evil while casting a spell. My love was deep for this Mexican maiden. I was in love, but in vain I could tell. One night a wild young cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas wind. Dashing and daring, a drink he was sharing with wicked Felina, the girl that I love. So in anger I challenged his right for the love of this maiden. Down went his hand for the gun that he wore. My challenge was answered in less than a heartbeat. The handsome young stranger lay dead on the floor. Out through the back door of Roses I ran, out where the horses were tied. I caught a good one, it looked like it could run. Up on its back and away I did ride. Just as fast as I could from the West Texas town of El Paso back to the Badlands of New Mexico. Back
Back in El Paso, my life would be worthless. Everything's gone in life, nothing is left. It's been so long since I've seen the young maiden. My love is stronger than my fear of death. I saddle up and away I did go, riding alone in the dark. Maybe tomorrow a bullet may find me. Tonight nothing's worse than this pain in my heart. And at last here I am on the hill overlooking El Paso. I can see Rosa's cantina below. My love is strong and it pushes me onward. Down off the hill to Colina I go. Off to my right I see five mounted cowboys. Off to my left ride a dozen or more. Shouting and shooting, I can't let them catch me. I have to make it to Rose's back door. Something is dreadfully wrong, for I feel a deep burning pain in my soul. I'm getting weary, unable to ride. But my love for the leader is strong, and I rise where I've fallen. Though I am weary, I can't stop to rest. I see the white puff of smoke from the rifle. I feel the bullet go deep in my chest.
From out of nowhere, Felina has found me, kissing my cheek as she kneels by my side. Cradled by two loving arms that I'll die for,
one little kiss and Felina goodbye.
Okay, now let me stop that, because I don't want it to segue and go to the second one. I want to set it up for you, okay? That was Marty Robbins and El Paso. Beautiful song, and it talks about Felina, this Mexican beauty that this cowboy walks into Rosa's cantina and falls for her. Now, she's a dancer there. Everyone loves her, all the men. But she sees him and he sees her, blah, 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 okay? Now, the next song that he did this a couple, some years later, and it adds to the story. So listen to the story, because he's going to break it down, and it's going to be from, it's going to talk about Felina from a baby on and how it moves. Okay, you ready? All right, I'll move the story. This one is simply titled Felina, and he does it in a different sort of twang, rhyming kind of a scheme. Man, it is beautiful. Here it goes.
Out in New Mexico, many long years ago, there in a shack on the desert, one night in a storm, amid streaks of lightning and loud desert thunder, to a young Mexican couple a baby was born. Just as the baby cried, thunder and lightning died, moon gave its light to the world, and the stars did the same. Mother and father, both proud of the daughter that heaven had sent them, Felina was this baby's name. When she was 17, bothered by crazy dreams, she ran away from the shack and left them to roam. Father and mother both asked one another, what made her run away? What made Felina leave home? Tired of the desert nights, poverty, grief, and strife, she went her way late one night in the moon's golden beam. She didn't know where she'd go, but she'd get there, and she would find happiness if she would follow her dream. After she ran away, she went to Santa Fe, and in the year that she stayed there, she learned about life.
In just a little while, she learned that with a smile, she could have pretty clothes, she could be any man's wife. Rich men romanced her, they dined and they danced her, she understood men and she treated them all just the same. A form that was fine and rare, dark, shining, glossy hair, lovely to look at. Felina was this woman's name. Restless in Santa Fe, she had to get away to any town where the lights had a much brighter glow. One cowboy mentioned the town of El Paso. They never stopped dancing and money like whiskey did flow. She bought a one-way a ticket from Santa Fe, 3 days and nights on a stage with the rest now and then. She didn't mind that, she knew she would find that her new life would be more exciting than where she had been. The stage made its last stop up there on the mountaintop to let her see all of the lights at the foot of the hill. Her world was brighter and deep down inside her, an uncontrolled beating, her young heart just wouldn't be still. She got a hotel, a room at the Lily Bell. Quickly she changed to a form-fitting black satin dress. Every man stopped to stare at this form, fine and rare. Even the women remarked to the charm she possessed. Dancing and laughter was what she was after, and Rose's Cantina headlights with love in the gleam. That's what she hunted and that's what she wanted. Roses was one place a nice girl would never be seen. It was the same way it was back in Santa Fe. Men would make fools of themselves at the thought of a romance. Rosa took heed of the place, was in need of this kind of excitement, so she paid Felina to dance. A year passed or maybe more, then through the swinging doors came a young cowboy so tall and so handsomely dressed. This one was new in town, hadn't been seen around. He was so different, he wasn't like all of the rest. Felina danced close to him, then threw a rose to him. Quickly he walked to her table and there he sat down. And in a day or so, wherever folks would go, they'd see this young cowboy showing Felina the town. 6 weeks he went with her, each minute spent with her, but he was insanely jealous of glances she'd give. Inside he was a hurtin' from all of her flirtin'. That was her nature and that was the way that she lived. She flirted one night, it started a gunfight, and after the smoke cleared away, on the floor lay a man. Felina's young lover had shot down another, and he had to leave there, so out through the back door he ran. The next day at 5 o'clock she heard a rifle shot. Quickly she ran to the door that was facing the past. She saw her cowboy, her wild riding cowboy, low in the saddle, her cowboy was riding in fast. She ran to meet him, to kiss and to greet him. He saw her and motioned her back with a wave of his hand. Bullets were flying, Felina was crying as she saw him fall from the saddle and into the sand.
Felina knelt near him to hold and to hear him when she felt the warm blood that flowed from the wound in his side. He raised to kiss her and she heard him whisper, "Never forget me, Felina, it's over, goodbye." Quickly she grabbed for the six gun that he wore and screaming in anger and placing the gun to her breast.
"Bury us both deep and maybe we'll find peace." Then pulling the trigger she fell across the dead cowboy's chest.
Out in El Paso, whenever the wind blows, if you listen closely at night you'll hear in the wind, woman is crying, it's not the wind sighing. Old timers tell you Felina is calling for him. You'll hear them talking and you'll hear them walking. You'll hear them laugh and you'll look, but there's no one around.
Don't be alarmed, there is really no harm there. It's only the young cowboy showing Felina the town.
That part right there, that ending right there, that gave me some solace, you know. The fact that their ghosts were together and she was with him and he was showing her the town all over again. That was an 8-minute story by Marty Robbins. And that was one that I would hit the back button back and back and back and go on on my road trip, man. Listen to that story. And I had found out that he had wrote the original, the El Paso, when he was on a trip from Phoenix and he went through there. So, of course, on my next trip, I'm going to El Paso. Yeah, I'm going to El Paso. And I'm going to look for Rose's Cantina. In fact, I did a little research and there is a Rose's Cantina. Of course, I'm going to take a picture. I'm going to have a drink in Rose's Cantina. And I'm going to tip my cup up to the hero and heroine of that story, the young cowboy in Felina. It's stumbling on love songs and ballads and all kinds of songs that really adds to a wonderful experience, I think. It's outside the box, y'all. Outside the box. Marty Robbins. I was listening to some Marty Robbins. And next, man, what I did next, I just like kept playing Marty Robbins on this one stretch while I'm driving. I said, let me just go ahead through his whole catalog. I got my Spotify on. It's all hooked up to my phone. And my phone is hooked up to my car. I'm just blasting as I'm driving through Colorado and Utah and Nebraska and Iowa. Yeah. I'm going to play some more for you later on in the weeks coming up and some other tunes that I have not played ever on this radio show. It's the Stairway to Heaven, groovy, funky soul. We have that sort of bass, right? Curtis Mayfield, Minnie Riperton, Aretha Franklin, the Commodores, the Stylistics, the Shy Lights, that groovy, funky soul from the 1970s. But I have come to step outside the box every now and again, and man, that's the beauty of music. You listen to all kinds. And I listened to all kinds growing up. Yeah. I thank you for tuning in. We still have about 40 minutes left of the show, of this program, broadcasting at KPFK on the Cahuenga Pass. Ready for the next groove? Let's get into another set. I play this one by The Impressions. And man, oh man, I want to go back. That's the title of this track.
Man, oh man, have you been to Spain, where the joy of laughing people make you happy again? Women so pretty, even more so at night, while in the streets their dance brings on to you such delight. And man, oh man, before you go home, catch a flight on to the wonders of Rome. Italy's beauty may put on the show.
a chance in a lifetime was with us that night. I found you at last with love at first sight. And I want to
Welcome. Hi, this is Lisa Gay Hamilton, and you're listening to KPFK, 90.7 FM in Los Angeles and 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara, the voice of mass descent in Southern California.
Yeah, when they got the moon, I get nervous when I'm in a plane.
You really think that? You think the space travel is going to be practical, man?
I'm going to go up there again, man.
They got it, bro. Let me stay right here.
Somebody just came back. Oh, they're going to go up again.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, that's too
space
high.
Space,
right? Yeah, ain't got nothing up there.
Yeah, all but they're going to go find out what they didn't find out the last.
But what are they going to do with those rocks?
Did you hear about the space thing, what happened down there in Mississippi while we were in Vegas?
What?
Two of the people supposed to have been taken away.
what taking to the spaceship?
Human beings, we're moving on UFO.
UFO.
That's supposed to be for real.
Anybody see him?
I haven't heard that, but I don't want to see him.
Oh, man, it's space.
Because some human beings look up. Can you imagine what you're saying? Fly.
Okay. You
never know about it.
Now everybody flying.
Hey, the weather done changed.
You know that.
Go up, man,
you know that
stays.
The weather changed every time they go, man.
It rain and sun be shining at the same time.
This ain't never said, man.
If
man was meant to be on the moon,
he'd
been born rocket
ship.
Right on.
That is.
Hey, man, I don't know what we're going to do. What are we going to do down here, man? Where we going?
Get it together. Hmm.
Yeah,
I can
think.
The
whole thing is, man,
you know what
you're doing.
What's that jump, man?
What's the oldest one?
Let me all the time.
I can fit this.
Don't worry. We're on our way to the moon. Hey, everybody get ready. Zoom, 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 zo
Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Up you wake, up you wake, up you wake, up you wake. This is Mr. Senior Love Daddy, your voice of choice. The world's only 12-hour strong man on the air. Here on We Love Radio, the last on your dial, but first in your heart. And that's the truth. Here I am. Am I here? You know it. It, you know. This is Mr. Senior Love Daddy doing the nasty to your ears. Your ears to the nasty. Eyes only play the platters that matter. The matters they platter. And that's the truth. Root.
From the heart of Bed-Stuy, you're listening to We Love Radio.
Doing the yin and the yang, the hip and the hop, the stupid fresh thing, the flippity flop. Oh! I have today's forecast for you. Hot! The color for today is black. That's right, black, so you can absorb some of these rays and save that heat for winter. So you want to get on out there, wear that black, and be involved. Also, today's temperature is going to rise up over 100 degrees, so that's a Jerry Curl alert. That's right, Jerry Curl alert. If you have a Jerry Curl, stay in the house, or you'll end up with a permanent plastic helmet on your head forever.
Mr. Billy Paul, you know him by his 1972 hit, Me and Mrs. Jones. This right here, Only the Strong Survive. Music for a people, music for a nation, music for the world. You got to remember that. Hey, this is Teddy. I want to say some hellos, and give some props out to some people tuned into the program on a continual basis. My man, Sean. Terry from the CPT, Compton. Tamiko, Brenda in Sacramento, Madeline, Miss Madeline, Jimmy, Regina, Carol, Brandon, and the family. Thank you. Ben, from Whittier, Linda, Lenny. Thank you for tuning in. Greta, Aaron, and his lady Tina. Hey, Aaron, also known as Doris in Santa Barbara. Hey, what's happening? Yolanda from Pasadena. In fact, I think she's in Altadena now. Tammy, the red-haired girl with the freckles, thank you for tuning in. Way in Georgia. Gilbert in Hesperia. Listener Derek, who tunes in and supports the radio station. And my man Anthony B. What's happening? Hey, Derek, you know what? You were right, man. We got to say something about Dick Gregory passing on. What was he, 84? R.I.P. Dick Gregory, man. Serious comedian. And I say it that way because he was a very serious activist. He began his career as a comedian. I reread his story back when I was a teenager. The title of the book was N-I-G-G-E-R, Dick Gregory. Jerry Lewis also passed away too. He was 91, another comedian. And of course, I watched his movies back in the day. Dick Gregory and Jerry Lewis. And they do say things happen in threes, so we got to watch out. Total eclipse of the moon, or something like that, is going to be happening later on in the morning. So that's the big news for us, August 2017. This is the Stairway to Heaven. My name is Teddy, your soul brother to the night, and I thank you for tuning in all this time, man. And we are like in our 11th year. I took a time out. 6 weeks in Youngstown, Ohio, did Cleveland, Akron, Canton. I went to PA and Pittsburgh, spent some time there. Drove through New Mexico, man. I'm ready to go back and get into New Mexico some more. Texas, Colorado, Iowa, Utah, Nebraska. It's a lovely thing to do a road trip, ladies and gentlemen. I highly recommend it. Get it and do it and feel it. God willing, you and I will be again right here, unified in words and music. And I ask you to look to the rainbow, follow your dreams, fill your life, share it, become who you are meant to be. Peace, love.
I'm in the stairway to heaven. Walking the road of ecstasy,
taking the load
of this old world off my shoulders. The door is wide open for you. The door is open for me. Oh.
Good.